Tom, a late night for all of us, for all Blues fans, and what a horrible ending to that game for the Blues.
That's a painful one right there. Wow. I mean, that's one that, you know, questions my wanting to be in sports.
So close, 1.6 seconds left.
Like for the moment, you know, you're sitting there, you're staring at a blank screen, because at that point I turn the TV off and I'm like, why do I put myself through this?
Did you really? So did you watch any of the overtime?
Yeah.
Well, no, he said after the game.
I thought you meant after they scored with 1.6 seconds left. You were so upset that you turned the game off.
Just like, it was one of those, you ever wake up in the morning and you're like, did that happen last night?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it did. You know, I woke up this morning, I'm like, I had a dream that the Blues season ended, and oh wait, it did happen. 1.6. Now, officially, they're saying 2.2, whatever, with the 2 seconds left until you eliminate the Winnipeg Jets, an 8-1. You continue this hot season, you move into the second round, and you chase the Stanley Cup, and you knocked out a team that you really dominated at home, and you found a way to go up 3-1 on them with 2 minutes left in Game 7 of the series. And then it all gets taken away from you. That is, you know, look, I mean, we can sit here and talk about the Blues' future and all this stuff with the Jim Montgomery, and, you know, they've got a chance to be good. But that one will stay with you forever, unfortunately. I mean, you know, that's like for Mizzou fans. Benjamin Hockman actually wrote about this morning. It's very true. Tyus Edney going the length of the floor for UCLA against Missouri. That's what it feels like for if you want to equate this to what Mizzou fans felt. They will talk about that forever. I mean, you never forget anything like that. Now, fortunately, the Blues won a Stanley Cup. Mizzou's never won. But that's what it feels like. You had the best team on the ropes and let it get away and then lost the game. It's a tough one to take. It really is. Now, it's, you know, a well-played series and exciting and all of those things, but for it to be taken away from me on 2 6-on-5s, not just one, but two, and for that thing to end like that is very difficult. Jordan Binnington played an incredible game. Many times he kept the Blues in it, made 43 saves. He was terrific. It's not his fault whatsoever. This is just the Blues not able to finish the job, plain and simple. Didn't get it done.
What's the biggest difference, do you think? At the beginning of the season, we talked about the fact that there were lowered expectations for this team. Sort of like the Cardinals this year, they didn't seem to have gone out and gotten any real big names, I didn't think. And then halfway through the season, they switched coaches and something clicked. That's got to be a good sign for the future, right?
Yeah. I can't even, like, talk about the future. I mean, that's how much.
Trying to be positive.
I know you are, but I won't do it because then fans are going to be like, oh, he's just, you know, glazing over the fact that they choked or whatever. I mean, they just lost a brutal game. But I get you, Mark. You're right. I mean, you know, they did. I'll just go in reverse. I won't talk about anything more than what happened yesterday and before. What happened, it is fact. They were the best team in hockey from February through yesterday, and now they've been eliminated, so they're no longer that. But they were the best team in hockey, and they put together the best record down the stretch for a reason, because Jim Montgomery stepped in, and he changed the culture, and he changed the foundation of what they were trying to do, and he inserted discipline, but also accountability and fun. You know, all at the same time. I mean, they basically got together during the Four Nations face-off towards the tail end of it, and the one that Binnington and Parayko won for Canada.
Right.
And he started his own little training camp over again, and they relearned a lot of things that he wanted to do, and basically you're in or you're out. And they just went full bore, man. I mean, they were phenomenal. And that's why it hurts even more, because the team was so good and looked great in so many moments against Winnipeg that you thought you had them basically done. And if you could get through that brutally physical series, which is easily the most physical series of all of them, who knows what could happen? I mean, you had so much ahead of you. Dallas, everybody looked beatable after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, after that kind of a series. So that's why that hurts so much. And again, I go back, you know, I said at the start of this that I questioned why I'm in sports altogether. You know, you like you sit there and the payoff for the good feelings is this. Everybody drops one. Dropping one in this brutal fashion hurts so much, but that's why it feels so good when you do win it. I mean, you were just a bounce of the puck away from beating them and sending them into this misery. That's incredible how sports can flip like that.
I heard the analyst talking after the first period when we were up 3. Was it 2-1 at that point, or 2-0, I guess, at that point? And I heard the analyst talking, well, they might have to pull Hellebuck again, you know, because they had to pull him every game in St. Louis. And he just had a rough first period. The whole team just kind of had a rough first period. Then the Jets come out second period, and I remember commenting like, oh my gosh, they look like an entirely different team. And then something seemed to have clicked for Hellebuck when they went into that first OT period. He just was a different player, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, I think the confidence in them, once they tied the game, now you're waiting for the inevitable if you're a Blues fan. And then they made it through that overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, all right, boys, I mean, you're tired, but you got to find a way to pick it up here in this double overtime. And then they were headed for a triple overtime.
Yeah, does that happen? What are the?
Yeah, it has.
That's, they would never
it's
do
one
a
of the longest. No, they just keep going. It's sudden death.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, that was man. It's tough because yeah, he did. Hellebuck did play better, but Binnington was by far the better goaltender in the series, and so for it to come to an end like that is very difficult. But yeah, Winnipeg found a way. They got the job done, and the Blues didn't. Plain and simple. And you're going to have to sit there if you're the Blues and try to figure out why. And this is the big one to me. Why, when it's 6-on-5, are they so bad? I mean, why can't they score an empty net, or why can't they, you know, make a play? Why do they get all kind of tangled up and discombobulated when it's 6-on-5? What are they doing system-wise that when it's 6-on-5, they just – I know it's a man advantage, but they just seem so out of sorts. Mm-hmm. And it's happened to them a lot, actually. This wasn't the first time. So it happened to them twice in the last 2 minutes of the game, and they blew it. I mean, they blew it. So, you know, the Jets go on to play Dallas. And I think for Blues fans, for hockey fans, you'll continue to watch the playoffs, but it's just a little different. When the Blues obviously are in it, you're into all these series to see what could happen, who could they end up playing, what are other teams doing. Now it just stings a little bit more to be able to watch all of this, but hockey fans will watch it, ride it out, and then get back on the train next year. These fans are amazing. Blues fans are incredible. Die hard, stay with them, very knowledgeable. I always like to go up to the 300 level and just kind of, you know, have a beer and hang out with some of those diehards up there because they know the game so well. And that's the other thing is that I just know a lot of the fans, I feel like, and I know how much it hurts them. You know, for me, my job, it just kind of comes and goes in sports, except for like Indiana basketball, football. That's the one where I don't cover them at all. So that they're my team, those two teams. But the Blues, Cardinals, you know, I mean, when the Cardinals lose, I hate it. But then, you know, I go to Steve Moore and I'm like, all right, what are we getting our spring training condo? And like you start, what are we doing for the off season? Hot stove league coverage, winter warm up, blah, blah, blah. Like it moves so fast. Blues, same thing. I start thinking about what's coming up, what's coming. But for the fans and for the staff that works at Enterprise Center, it's a tough one to take because they thought they had a real shot here to go deep, and you know, it is what it is. More, it's just the morning after a rough one last night.
I know.
That was a rough one. That's a tough one to take. Sorry for being such a downer, but there's no other way to describe it except that it's just sort of a numbing feeling. I was trying to think of a Cardinals comp, and you know, they're really not one that comes to mind right away. You know, Hockman brought up the Denkinger call in '85, maybe. Or just losing to the Royals, maybe, or, you know, but the Cardinals have won so much. Some of that stuff is worn off. The other Blues one would be Yzerman's goal in 96 against the Gretzky teams. You know, that was a double overtime loss in Detroit. It was horrid. I mean, that was just painful to watch him score and beat the Blues and a team that you thought really had a shot, had a shot to do it. That's kind of how I feel.
Well, let's put it this way. If they put together a This Magic Moment video for the hockey playoffs, that play is going to be in it.
Oh, sure.
Forever.
Yeah. You're going to
never
that.
Forget it.
That is the other part of it, Mark. You're right. Yeah. You know, especially if you're a hockey fan, you watch a lot of hockey, you will see that play forever.
Over and over again,
especially if Winnipeg goes on to win. If Winnipeg gets bounced by Dallas, maybe that wears off a little bit, but you'll feel it.
What was that player's name that scored it?
Which one?
scored the goal with...
Was it Lowry? Tied at three?
No, Lowry won it. So I'll run it down for you. So Vladislav Nemestikov scored the one at 1:56 to go that made it 3-2. That one hurt because now it's a one-goal game and anything can happen. And as we saw, anything did happen.
Right.
Goal Perfetti scores with 2.2 on the clock.
Well, remember, you saw that one... The one shot where the puck was on the line and they were reviewing the play. And oh my gosh, I couldn't believe how close Binnington stopped it.
Isn't it crazy?
It did not go in, but didn't
you know something else? And by the way, Adam Lowry, who scored the winner for Winnipeg, his dad, Dave Lowry, played for the Blues.
Really?
I know.
Wow.
You know something else? If you go back, the double overtime win that the Blues had against the Stars in 2019 that led them to go on and win the Stanley Cup, the big Pat Maroon goal.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If you go back and watch, inches away from losing that game, Binnington stopped one on the line that would have been a game winner for Dallas, and that is how close that was to season being over right then and there in the second round. But it wasn't. The Blues survived it. They got the goal from Maroon. They won, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup. It's that close in sports.
Tom.
But, you know, we all become sports fans, and heartbreak is honestly part of the story of all these teams, unfortunately.
Rough.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yep, great having you in. Tom Ackerman there, Kamloops Sports Director. Good to get him in here every Monday morning, particularly after a loss like that. We needed it. All right, quick break. We're going to be back in just a minute.